U.S.-led forces in Iraq are reassessing security measures after a string of bombings shook Baghdad, killing dozens of people and wounding hundreds. Among the recent targets of suicide bombers were a major hotel, the Red Cross, and several Iraqi police stations. Three police stations were bombed in Baghdad on Monday, one in Fallujah yesterday. Another was attacked in Mosul. Also today, the Coalition Provisional Authority held its first Medal of Honor ceremony for Iraqi police personnel. NPR's Jackie Lydon is in Baghdad. Are the Iraqi police being honored, the eight who were killed in Baghdad on Monday?
No, Bob, that'll come later. The more than 100 officers being recognized today were either killed in action or wounded between August the 2nd and October the 15th. A few more were just recognized for valor. The CPA is admitting here, the Coalition Provisional Authority, that it wants to boost the morale of the Iraqi police because they have taken a lot of hits. They're the front line of defense in these neighborhoods. There are 21 dead from the regular police force since August the 2nd, another 8 from a service that guards buildings and ministries called the Force Protection Service. And so if you put those two forces together, that's 29 dead, 85 wounded in just the last few months, not counting this week. And we're just talking Baghdad.
These attacks cannot be helping American efforts to recruit Iraqi police.
Actually, they're having just the opposite effect. More people came into police stations after Monday, and really it's one of the best paying jobs here in the city, in the country. There's just over 7,000 Iraqi police in Baghdad. They'd like to see 19,000, and they want to see 75,000 in the country, and so they're processing about 2,500 a month of these officers. And let me tell you, there just isn't any shortage of recruits because people are really mad. I mean, they're angry at the American occupation for not protecting them, certainly, but they're furious at the people behind these bombings because these are Iraqis getting killed. And all that being said, the American military officials I've talked to say that they think that the Iraqi police performed pretty well on Monday by shooting a bomber at a fourth police station before he was able to actually hit it.
Have security operations at police stations changed in the wake of the attacks?
Yes, they have. All 67 of Baghdad's police stations now have military police from American-led units in them, and as well as more Force Protection Service people, so they're much better reinforced.
A deputy mayor of Baghdad was assassinated on Sunday. What do you know about that killing?
Well, remarkably, Bob, the CPA didn't even announce this on Monday when they were talking about the rash of bombings and all the misery that occurred that day. It was just mentioned in passing yesterday, and of course, reporters jumped on it. They put out a release. It's really, truly one of this country's many sad stories. This man, the deputy mayor, was called Faris Abdul Razak Assam. He had just returned Sunday from the World Donors Conference in Madrid. He was an engineer. He was 44. He was in charge of water and power. He'd helped to design these neighborhood advisory councils. And he was out playing dominoes with friends just hours after coming back from Spain. And someone came into the cafe and shot him and slipped away.
Most of these killings and bombings in Iraq remain unsolved. Is the U.S.-led coalition considering changes in intelligence gathering?
Well, they are on background. I talked to the Iraqi police chief here today, General Ibrahim, and to a military advisor, not an American, to the CPA. And what you're hearing pretty steadily is that they have to make use of former Iraqi intelligence agents here, namely the Iraqi secret police. Simply, they can tell a Syrian accent from a Saudi, from a Yemeni one. And they know and now admit, the CPA admits, that there are foreign bombers here. There are also, of course, Ba'athist elements opposed. So they need to do a better job ever since this terror offensive began in Jordan with the embassy bombing, the Jordanian embassy bombing in early August. There haven't been a lot of leads, and they want to get some.
NPR's Jackie Lydon in Baghdad.